The Father and Jesus are one. But Jesus answered them, My Father works hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead, and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which hath sent him. John chapter 5, 17-23. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law, that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said unto him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, saying, You do not know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should also have known my Father. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. John chapter 8, 16-20. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered Jesus, saying, For a good work we do not stone you, but we do, for blasphemy, and because that you being just a man, you make yourself God. John chapter 10, 27-33. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you of him, whom the Father has sanctified, and sent into the world, you blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, then do not believe me, but if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know, and believe, that the Father is in me, and I in him. John chapter 10, 34-38. This is really important. You have to know this. The words and works of Jesus Christ leave no room for doubt. Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus did not speak of himself but declared only what he saw the Father do. Jesus performed the works of the Father, raised the dead, gave eternal life, judged with divine authority, and bore witness of truth with the Father standing in full agreement. The Father loves the Son and has given all judgment into his hands so that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. To reject the Son is to reject the Father who sent him. The unity between the Father and the Son is not merely of purpose or agreement. It is a perfect oneness in essence, authority, and divine nature. To know Jesus is to know the Father. To believe in Jesus is to believe in the Father. The testimony is clear. The works speak for themselves. The Father has borne witness. And the Scripture cannot be broken. To honor the Son is to honor the Father. To reject the Son is to reject the very God who sent him. Believe the works. Believe the Word. Believe the Son. For the Father is in him, and he is in the Father. They are one.